The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions.
Happy Friday, BTN News listeners! Aw, damn, I'm excited. Aren't you? Yes, it is the Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 22nd of February, 2019. We're going to get you caught up in the best technology news that's been happening. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, there's been talk for, well, quite some time about this happening. Looks like finally Apple's going to get it in gear. Get ready for Apple Marzipan. What the hell am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about iOS apps. I'm talking about Mac apps. I'm talking about marriage together, and everything's going to be in the same ecosystem. Oh, it's going to be so much fun, we hope. Yes, coming June, at least for developers, they will have the ability to port iPad apps to Mac. And then, a year from June, it's going to include the iPhone apps. Then, of course, by 2021, Apple's big grand plan will be unveiled. Developers then will merge iPhone, iPad, and Mac applications all into one app, meaning they won't have to rewrite and completely rewrite and completely rewrite. Ah, how much time would be saved? Razer, yes, the gaming phone out there. Definitely for a niche market, and this is kind of showing why. Now, recently, you might have heard they closed their game store. That was for cost-cutting. Unfortunately, now they've cut 30 jobs, which is about 2% of their workforce. Now, those of you not familiar with the Razer game phone, yes, again, it's for a very niche market. It's for gamers out there. At first, it seemed like, yep, this is a great idea. If you're hard-on gamer, this is the phone for you. Problem is, though, apparently the hard-on gamers are saying, I'm hard-on gamer, I don't need a phone for that. I'll just have a console or a super decked out PC. Now, if you think this is the death of Razer, no, not quite yet. Other than laying off a few of their workforces, they have moved others to new projects. In their statement, they're seeing great opportunities in the mobile hardware and software realm, and they've got new exciting mobile projects in the pipeline. Fortunately, though, that's about as far as they went. Sometimes when you hear in the pipeline, it's never a good thing. Currently, right now, there is the Razer Phone 2 that's out there on the market. No word yet, though, when 3 will be coming. And finally, yeah, we talked about those Nike smart sneakers that have been unveiled just a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, if you're using an Android phone, your smart sneakers become dumb sneakers. Now, if you're not familiar with the Nike shoes I'm talking about the Adapt BB smart sneakers. And apparently, with a new update for Android users out there, it just stopped working. Now, this first was actually seen on Reddit, of all places. Users said, hey, my right shoe, my left shoe, they no longer pair with the Nike app. Most people were pretty upset when they were venting on Reddit about this, saying that, well, great. Now I spent $350 and I have to lace up my own damn shoes. In fact, we've seen some other people with the Android app saying they just locked up. They didn't specify if they locked up on their feet, because that would have sucked. I can't get my shoes off. Or if they just locked up entirely and they can't even get their foot in. Regardless, Nike's got some problems with their Android app, and they say they're working on it. So right now, it's back to the old manual way of how we used to lace up sneakers. That is just me. Should have just stayed with Velcro. Simple, effective, eh. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website, of course, for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Go check it out for yourself right now. You can also check us out on Twitter and give us a follow at British Tech Network and our Slack room with our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of that. Why don't you come join in the fun right now? britishtech.slack.com. The News Show, we are cruising into the weekend. Why don't you put your seat back and cruise right with us? Oh, yeah. We're going to have a little R&R. I suggest you do the same. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.